a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison, topping our report this hour. If you're just tuning in, the death toll from a massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria is rising at a rapid pace. At last report, more than 7,700 people were dead. More than 5,000 of those deaths occurred in Turkey. The number of organ donors in New Jersey reached an all-time high last year at 283. That's a 21% increase from 2021. Also, the number of organs transplanted in a single year reached an all-time high, a 12% hike from the year prior. Carolyn Welsh, president and CEO of NJ Sharing Network, says the organs transplanted include...
The all-time high was 350 kidneys, 170 livers, which is another all-time high, 71 hearts, 58 lungs, 20 pancreas, and one intestine.
She says one organ donor can save 8 lives, and one tissue donor can enhance the lives of over 75 people. This is the time of year when nitrogen levels start slowly transferring from the watershed to Deal Lake, causing algal blooms by the summer, according to a study done by the Urban Coast Institute at Monmouth University. The study's lead author, Jason Adolf, hopes the findings lead to a restoration of Deal Lake and for all of us to do our part from home as well, because when there's less nitrogen, there's less algal blooms.
I hope people look at that and think about the sources of nitrogen in their home, in their life. There's lots of sources of nitrogen to these lakes, our homes, our lawns, our pets.
Keeping sediments like fertilizer and pet waste and other forms of nitrogen from entering the watershed will improve the health of Deal Lake. A two-alarm fire spread rapidly through two townhomes on Runray and Howell early this morning, but it did not spread to the building's wings where other units are located, according to News 12. Howell police say that residents inside were safely evacuated before officials arrived. There were no injuries reported. A three-year-old pit bull mix, abandoned and found starving on the streets of Philadelphia, has been taken to a New Jersey vet for care. NJ.com reports a man found Pandora and tried to feed her, but when she refused, he brought her to Outcast Rescue. She's now receiving emergency care from Crown Veterinary Specialist in Lebanon in Hunterdon County. Any winter snow on its way for the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. For the Garden State's most reliable weather forecasts, count on Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero. Weekdays on New Jersey 101.5.
News time, 10:04. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Well, checking in on New Jersey Transit, delays now on the Raritan Valley line down to 15 minutes. They were up at an hour at one point for a stalled out Conrail train. So again, we are getting better there on the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit. Onto the roadways around the Garden State, they've now got Route 9 shut in Toms River, shut down once again for overnight road work between Cox Crow Road and Church Road. You're also going to see turnpike construction, truck lane shut down for the night, parkway construction, northbound locals from the Asbury Tolls heading up past 105. They've got a couple lanes knocked out. And also on the eastern spur of the turnpike, the entrance ramp still shut at 15E in Newark. That's for an overturned tractor trailer being cleared away. They've cleared away a crash out of Newark on the westbound side of 280, so traffic easing as you head back out to the parkway. And if you're heading for the Lincoln Tunnel to leave New Jersey, somebody broke down. They've got one lane shut inside the south tube, so we are seeing a bit of stop and go once you get inside the tunnel. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report's 10:18. I'm Jeff Fromm on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 10:05.
Dominski and Doyle are now available on demand.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
That's ridiculous.
Weekday afternoons, Dominski and Doyle are on New Jersey 101.5. But now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
Is it a big deal? Is it fun? Or is it just like silliness?
Subscribe to the Dominski and Doyle Show wherever you get podcasts. Or go to our free app and click the on demand button to hear the show.
Hey, Doyle, get on that radio.
Dominski and Doyle, now available on demand from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Mostly cloudy for tonight. We'll have a few showers around, especially during the evening hours. Lows will be down into the mid and upper 30s. But as we head through tomorrow, we'll see a return to some sunshine. A little bit of a breeze at times, but it's going to be a fairly pleasant, mild day. High temperatures into the low and mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a partly cloudy sky tomorrow night. Lows will be in the upper 20s and low 30s. Plenty of clouds into the day on Thursday. We'll have some rain at times, especially from late morning on. Thursday's high will be in the low 50s. That rain will wind down into Thursday evening. And then as we head into Friday, temperatures really surge. We'll see temperatures likely get into the upper 50s, perhaps even near 60, with some sunshine at times. Now, meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Franklin, 38. Florence, 38. Clark, 40. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
New Jersey 101.